Well, I believe that this district has done a really good job in the last 8 years of taking care of education and healthcare. And if I'm elected, I'll continue to focus and watch what's happening with education and healthcare. There are issues such as PERS, TERS that need to be looked at, and future and full funding for education and other health issues that need to be addressed. But I also think that right now we need to start focusing more on our resources and transportation issues, because with the declining population that we continually have all throughout this district, I think that with our resources and a solid transportation, we can hold on to the people that we have here and we can entice people to move back.
What do you mean by resources exactly? I mean the state does manage the nearshore fisheries, but so much of Southeast Alaska is federally owned. What kind of tools do you think a legislator has to stimulate resource development in a largely federally owned part of Alaska?
Well, there's different things, and I believe that Southeast Alaska is owned. Like you said, it is owned federally. Not all of it, of course, but there's future things that we can do, such as hydropower. Hydropower is a hot topic right now, and I think that it is feasible and a sustainable resource that we could look to for the future. We do have federal backing because Senator Murkowski had said that it's our responsibility as legislators to step forward and do energy projects with the windfall of money that is coming through, to my understanding.
Sometimes getting rail belt legislators to see things our way, whether it's the intertie and hydro or the ferry system, can be like pulling teeth. How would you approach dealing with rail belt legislators where more and more power seems to be concentrated these days?
This is a question that comes up a lot. And yes, clearly they do have all the support that they need to make sure that their districts are getting what they want. That's why we need to make sure that our legislators are focused and stay within Southeast Alaska and their district and continue working for the people of this district so that we can try and turn as many heads and let people see the talents that we have here in Southeast. Let people see the pride and the just passion that we have here. You know, just because we're down here and we have the least amount of population, according to the rest of the state, I think it's around 70,000 plus right now, doesn't mean that we deserve any less than anybody else.
What's your feeling on the ferry system? Do you want to invest in building new ships? And if so, what kind? Or do you want to reinvest in the existing fleet and bringing it up to standard? Where do you sort of fall on that spectrum?
I believe that the ferry system is the lifeline for Southeast Alaska, and these communities have to have that kind of transportation for survival. We have to make sure that the ferries are funded today and for the future. I believe that by throwing lots of money at these ships and not really having any future plans for them isn't the right direction. What I'm hoping that we can do is take care of the fleet that we have today with the understanding that maintenance cost is going to outweigh the cost of a new ship one of these days. Technology has come a long ways. We can build more fuel efficient and more beneficial ships for each one of these communities that we've grown to be today.
You must know that right now the legislature is sort of, they're in special session. They're working on the AGEA license for TransCanada. In the meantime, you've got BP and Conoco are out there advocating a pipeline of their own. Where would you see yourself in that whole battle, going into the legislature with a governor who wants to do one thing and heavily moneyed, heavily influential petroleum interests who want to do something different?
That is something that I need to look more into. There's so much stuff that are happening behind the scenes up there and being discussed in different arenas. This is the second biggest decision that this state has ever had to make as far as what we are going to do for our future. Until I get more information and have a solid background I'd rather not comment.